back and look at this list too. So for example, the funding, it says payment is on the back of the second page. The first payment right. talks about phase one multimodal improvements. That's a payment city of Branson to start implementing that number one bike pit.
So that means it's underway.
Right. The second one is an annual payment to the city of Branson for taking over 76 that you eventually pay off at the 820 committee.
Right. Thank you.
Item five on there, we continue it. Commissioner, I'm going to talk to you about Kenny County Expressway. We have it on the list. Should it still be on the list?
You know, realistically, no. I mean, I think I've been pretty open with you, Rick, and mm-hmm. I know Devin knows. We dealt with the family that this involved, that this whole project was around. So I'll just be real open and candid about the whole process. This family had their land taken two previous times for easements and stuff. This particular project was going to go through the way. We had multiple sit-down meetings with this family, and it was going to cause separation of the family, probably going to cause the strenuous debt of the property owner if it was to go through. I mean, the man was stressed beyond belief. There was every avenue tried. There was discussion. There was possibility of buying. None of that was going to work. Money was not the answer to it, and condemning their land was not an option from the current commission. It's a family farm. And that just wasn't what we were willing to stand for. So I'm sorry to everybody that made that a priority, but when you sit in a room with the people that that actually affects, and you're not just talking one person, you're talking an entire family, multi-sections of a family, that's a pretty tough decision to make. Sit there and look at somebody in the eye and say, nah, screw you. I'm sorry to be real candid, but that's a pretty tough decision to make. And it wasn't made overnight. Several hours of discussion went in on that. To be honest with you, no. I don't think it is necessary to be on your list.
The $3 million bridge.
So I had written, talked with Great River Engineering, multiple things. I told them the plan, try to get the money over to you, and also talked with representatives from I guess it'd be Tucker and Jared Taylor, talked with both of them, and they were going to see what could be done. That was a couple months ago. Last I knew, they did not think the money would be transferable to get that bridge across that first hauler there that comes from behind the mountains. They thought since the project is included in the whole project, that money would not be able to come off the top or come out and be utilized for one thing.
So
item five needs to
just get scratched.
Yeah.
And we have a motion or remove item five.
I'll make the motion to remove item number five.
We have a second.
I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second to remove item five from the list. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion to carry. Okay. Any other business?
So Jason, now we'll just move everything out.
Yeah, we'll just move everything out.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. And then the final thing, just from Simcog, is I'm sure Shorey's mentioned it, but we did receive a grant from Federal Highway for Safe Routes and Streets for All program. So that is to... that's $250,000 project to do a regional transportation safety action plan. This will be for transportation safety needs on or off the MoDOT system. Of course, MoDOT has their own safety plan, but the SS4A program, by having a transportation safety plan in place, then enables our local jurisdictions to go after other federal safety transportation dollars, again, for more of those local needs or maybe helping to cover some of the cost share on safety project on the MoDOT routes. I will say the application, when we put together the application, we learned that our regional roadway fatalities are twice the national average. So I think that obviously it's a need for Southwest Missouri. These hilly, curvy roads, everybody knows how dangerous they are. So hopefully this will serve our region and be able to help us go after some safety transportation dollars in the future. But with that, we are also going to do a robust public engagement process and it needs solicitation process again. So you'll see Ashwarya and probably some consultants of ours out in the region looking for those safety projects.
Timeline?
We're still in negotiations with Federal Highway on finalizing the contract agreement. We're hoping to kick off, I'd say, within the next 4 months. We've got to do the procurement process. So 4 to 6 months, hopefully kicking off the project. And then we've tried to consolidate the planning process to about a 10 to 12 month period, which will be pretty aggressive.
Carlos, is this a chance to get some more improvements in front of the school using some of this money? Because there's a really severe safety need right there.
Currently should be taken care of and waiting for the governor to sign the supplemental appropriations bill. Haven't talked to you or anybody else about it, but our school board's aware. Representative Cody Smith was the budget chair and met with him in January asking him for reimbursement for one of the turn lanes. I didn't feel it was right for us to pay for both of those turn lanes. It did make it into the supplemental appropriation bill set on the governor's desk right now. So unless he line item details that, we should be pretty good.
Okay, so this additional safety funds that are going to come available, we don't know that we need to wrap any more of the Kirbyville school needs into that. Are we, because I think they could score pretty high, I would think.
Is there something caught, would there be any like at the elementary of like what was done at the middle school?
That's what he's talking about. Yeah, that's what he just said. They've got that.
ESS got the bid on that. They started today. They're going to work in tandem on the parking lot expansion on the east entrance exit. They're going to move that up the road towards, east, but have a dedicated turn lane in and exit out of there where it's not coming through on both of those. And the deceleration lane will be on the south side coming from Coon Creek, that area. Turn lane in the middle. So I know put on there for sidewalks that would be nice if we're doing the upgrades to the turn lane in 76. The post office is still right across the way, but I don't know where that falls in all the projects. But I would not turn down reimbursement for the other turn lane either.
I think in this project, it might be a little weak to call for reimbursement of something that's already done. But the other thing that comes to mind in the discussions earlier about Buchanan Road was those are safety issues there. That is another area that we may be able to look at these funds when we don't have other funds to do that. And both of these dealing with the schools is one of those that's going to help the school. So whatever that's worth, Jason, hopefully Ashwari will keep us posted when that stuff, the public input part of that, comes around. Because when we talk about these kinds of projects, we're always looking for ways forward. Michael, I think you've got a pedestrian. I think that's going to go for us. 76, that's another one that would fall into something like safety. And that one even has fatality counts, which isn't great.
So. Yeah. And so you said that's not just, it'd be like city, like if something, city like Rick had something that's joining the state. So Forsyth School has some pretty heavy traffic issues right now. They're adding a early childhood, basically a preschool almost, so there'll be another 80 or 100 cars through that same stoplight again every day.
We have one LPA project underway right now, and then our schools has a sidewalk LPA program applied for, which I think I have high hopes that that might make it this year. So I think Hollister Schools is in a little better shape there.
Get the safety up. We just fixed 160 from Forsyth out to 65. Forsyth had those problems too. We'll have businesses here. If you could drive a truck and keep a pallet stood up on it, it'd be a whole lot easier to get someone to come build stuff here. But it's another day. All right. There's nothing else. Have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. Adjourn. Thank you, fellas, very much.
Thanks, everybody, for coming in. It's good to have this kind of dialogue with you.
Great. Thank you.
We'll see you again later, Michael. Have a good one.